Proclamation number 8710, dated the December 29th, 1963. John 14:15-26. He that hath my commandments, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Single quote: this promise of mine clearly points to the fact that I reveal myself to those who comply with my requirements because they love me. And with my promise I pointed to the working of my Spirit within you during my lifetime on earth already, for precisely this Spirit wanted to express itself to you and grant you clarity about myself, my nature and my activity. I wanted to reveal myself to you, to convey to you the pure truth about everything that originates in me. Yet only few people have understood the meaning of these words, for only few people ascribe any value to such divine revelations. As a rule, everything, which essentially merely proves the heartfelt contact with me, is rejected. I demanded of you nothing else but the fulfillment of my commandments of love, for as soon as you lead a life of true love you also unite with me, who is love itself, and, whoever remains in love remains in me and I in him. Single quote: it should become constantly easier for you to understand that Roman 1, if I am with or within you, will also express myself, and every manifestation on my part is a revelation. And this is to guarantee you the purest truth, because nothing but truth can come forth from me. Consequently you can, without reservation, also accept everything that is presented to you in the form of such revelations which, since they originate from me, can only be the purest truth. All you humans should engross yourselves more in the spiritual meaning of the words spoken by me when I lived on earth. And if you do not understand them correctly or can only recognize an earthly meaning, then you should establish a heartfelt contact with me by praying to me in spirit and in truth and asking me for the correct understanding, and, truly, it will be given to you because it is my will that you shall think correctly. But especially you, who believe yourselves to be entitled and called to preach my word, are not promoting the understanding of my word, for you do not contemplate the meaning and simply ignore what you are unable to rationally explain yourselves. Nevertheless, my word has been spoken and remains valid. I have promised to reveal myself to you, and thus you cannot accuse me of being a liar. You will have to believe in divine revelations, yet merely seriously examine what should be accepted as a divine revelation, but you must not reject all spiritual information received on earth in an unusual way as the activity of adverse forces, since I have, after all, given you the above promise myself. And you will certainly be able to make a serious assessment, since you are also informed of the criterion: test the spirits whether they are of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Single quote. Hence, divine revelations also have to bear witness of Jesus' act of salvation and my human manifestation in him. But then you may unhesitatingly believe, especially if Jesus' act of salvation is the subject of a revelation which someone claims to have received directly from me. You truly need not accept anything unreservedly. It is your duty to examine all spiritual information, or you would not be requested to test the spirits whether they are of God. Single quote: every human being should form his own opinion about what is imparted to him. He should always conduct every examination by calling upon myself, so that he will achieve a living faith, which, however, is not possible if he accepts everything that is presented to him as spiritual knowledge without objection. For my adversary is active as well and always tries to contaminate the pure truth, and the human being himself is duty-bound to form an opinion as to be able to distinguish truth from error. And in that case he should keep as much as possible to divine revelations, for as soon as he desires the truth I will also convey it to him in some form or other, and he will accept it without inner objection, because it will affect him as light and strength, since everything originating from me will not remain ineffective. Anyone who truly desires the truth from me will definitely be correctly guided by me in his thinking, for then I will place the right thoughts into his heart, because he will have sincerely requested the truth from myself, and he will then also be able to speak of divine revelations. Then he, too, will be able to lay claim to my promise, I will manifest myself to him. Single quote, he will feel the truth in his heart and his intellect will equally recognize it as right. His thinking will be guided into the right direction and he will reject all wrong thoughts. Only these conditions will have to be fulfilled by him. He is to comply with my commandments of love on which I have made my divine revelation dependent, for I am love myself, and if I am to reveal myself, a human being also has to be united with me through love so that I am present in him and he finds himself in the sphere of the eternal truth and thus can no longer think wrongly either. Living a life of love and seriously desiring the pure truth is the guarantee that a human being is also moving within the truth. But the desire for truth is usually missing, even if a person's heart is full of love. And this is so because the person believes himself to possess the truth, and he cannot be instructed because he doesn't ask but deems himself knowledgeable. For this reason it is good if the human being begins to doubt, because then he will ask himself questions which I will gladly answer him in his thoughts, because I will reveal myself to someone who loves me and keeps my commandments. And even these doubts are often placed into the person's heart by me, for I only want the person to live in truth and I will help everyone of goodwill to achieve it. Amen.